Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Belief It
or Not,
the show where we belief it
or not,
and we got it right. We did it. We nodded it. This is hard to believe. It.
What's that?
Or yes, we're in the same room again.
We're in the same room. Look at us.
How about them apples? And that is right. It is apple season. Mm. Get out there. Start picking. Start peeling. Make yourself a pie.
I think apple season is almost over. Oh, get it there quick.
Yeah, you got to get the last bits of it. It's still apple season,
though. Is it? Okay.
Well, I guess if you're buying an Apple computer,
yes,
every season is apple season, especially the holidays when you might get one for mm-hmm. a loved one. Or as a gift from a loved one.
Yeah.
Or a sugar daddy or mama.
Or you get it for your kid so they love you.
I would never buy my kid one.
No.
I don't have a kid. But if I did, no.
Samsung.
No, you get a pair.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what they used in iCarly, I think?
It was a pair?
I think it was a pair. Mm. I don't know. I've never really watched the show.
No, me neither.
Have you read the biography that came out recently?
No, but I've seen like every interview she did on it.
So oh, really?
I should probably.
I would like to read it.
Yeah.
Or hear the audiobook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Mm-hmm. That'd be good. Speaking of reading.
Yeah. sorry. I'm like really on a tangent here.
That's
today.
Okay. We're all caffeinated. We're.
I think that's what it is. I took had a big cup of coffee and some. Mind things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that
later.
We'll
talk about that. Listen to the podcast for more information on that. So the other day, we already recorded this episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we're take two.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about Hollywood and all these big time movie stars. They get more than one take.
That's true.
And even podcasters can take more than one take.
Yeah. So what happened was we went out for all-you-can-eat food. Mm-hmm. Then we got back and we didn't do much testing for the audio. And then the audio turned out really bad.
Well, to be fair, we did test the audio.
Yeah.
It was fine. And then we plugged the webcam in. And then we forgot that oftentimes when you plug the webcam in, it switches over the audio input as well.
Yeah.
So Logitech, if you're listening... Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Or at least have something pop up.
Yeah.
Please. Please. No, it was our own fault. Sorry, Logitech. Please don't be mad at us.
But also the other day, so I'm walking. Mm-hmm.
Just the other day, you were walking down the street.
Walking down the street. Mm-hmm. And this guy has a huge sign about the end of the world.
Ooh,
and how
big?
We have to... It was like probably 8 feet.
That's too big.
Yeah, it was like one of those tall, skinny signs that they hold,
tall,
you know?
Skinny
and
sign.
It has like, so it had English and Chinese writing on
it. Is it like, it's like cloth?
Yeah, it's like a cloth,
like
you'd see in the front
like
of
a
used car sales store. Store, car store.
I got it at the car store.
And at the bottom it said, check out Epic Times for more... information.
All right. So for those at home who don't know this, we went over this because I thought it was Epoch.
Epoch.
But we had a whole episode where we talked about this, so now we got to talk about it all over again.
Yes. So Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, it's apparently pronounced Epoch, and it refers to a period of time. This episode was suggested by a listener, a Patreon, actually, a patron on Patreon named Sandra. Sandra's great, and she sent me some information.
There you go. Well, see, that's a great reason to subscribe to the Patreon. You can have little chats with us. We do live streams now and then, and sometimes you can suggest an episode topic, and hey, it just might come true.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so she said, yeah, so it's there's eons, eras, periods, epochs, and ages. And since they're kind of obsessed with the end of the world.
Right.
And that's where the name comes from.
Wait. So why does the epic have to do with the end of the world? Like what's the connection there other than it being a period of time?
Oh, because it's like. That's actually a good question. Okay.
you see what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I understand.
Just because it's a period of time doesn't
mean
that
it's connected to anything.
That's
unless
true.
It's
yeah.
saying that after an epoch, I guess, that's when the end times will happen?
Oh, maybe, but
is
they
that
think
what
it's
is?
Happening pretty soon here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because it's been, what, 2 millennia?
Yeah.
Since Christ.
Yeah, but they're not really
around.
A Christ-centric. They'll reference Christ and
right.
stuff. But they're not really a Christ group.
Well, I'm just going most of like these end times people when Jesus is coming back, right?
Yeah, it's so funny when they how they create the dates. Some of them, it's like from Daniel. And,
Daniel?
Yeah, from the book of Daniel in the Bible. And then it'll say like something
damn,
like
Daniel.
70 years. So they say that means 700 years or seven.
Right,
like,
so
I'm
whatever it is,
it.
Add a zero or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how long is an epic?
Good question.
Let me look that up while we... A period lasts tens of millions of years, which is the time it takes to form one type of rock system. An epoch, this is the smallest unit of geologic time, and it lasts several million... What does several million years mean?
Yeah.
The hell does that mean?
Also, we went to Fan Expo, a couple of us.
Yes, Fan Expo.
And when we were waiting outside to load our stuff into the car, somebody stopped by and asked if we would sign a petition banning the Communist Party in China or against saying, hey, we don't like the Communist Party in China.
Yeah.
So I didn't sign it because I knew that it was probably these fellows, the Falun Gong cult or a religion or the Falun Dafu. Dafu? Which is a religion in China that started in 1992, based on this old kind of pseudoscience
right.
or ancient like medicine of like breathing called Kui Gong.
Right, Qui-Gon-Jin.
Qui-Gon-Jin.
Yeah.
And so like that was kind of popular in the... back in the day, and then in the 50s, mm-hmm. and the communists were like, wait, no, we're not supporting this. This is pseudoscience. And then eventually there was like some people who said it was kind of like legit and some studies that suggested there might be something to it. And then eventually like, actually, no, nah.
Right.
So again, the Communist Party was against it. And but these guys kind of went right on top of it. There are a lot of, we'll get into some of their beliefs eventually, but eventually, they started this newspaper, but it started as like just kind of a free paper that handed on the street corner,
right?
And then,
like, well, this is another thing we talked about in the previous episode that we previously recorded about this, this subject. But free newspapers—they're going the way of the birds.
They're
flying away. We lost Now Magazine,
right? Now Magazine, well,
print edition. Mm-hmm. I think you can get it online still. Mm-hmm. But Epoch, wow, they're gone.
Toronto had Metro, the Metro paper.
Did they have the Metro, too?
I know we had it in Calgary, and I think it was, like, all over Canada, but that was a free newspaper we used to get, and I don't think that exists anymore.
Right.
Except for online, but I could be wrong about that. Yeah, you're right, though. I think there's a number of those that have gone away.
Okay, sorry. I just circling back a little bit, back to the epic.
Yeah.
Because it says several millions, it's so hard to, like, pin down what exactly this unit of measurement is. So this says in geochronology... It's in the order of tens of millions of years. So I think it depends on different things happening around it. So it's not a set number, but it's within a set of number.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a range.
Right. Okay.
That so that's sense. Why the several million comes in. But yeah. Again, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So, okay. So it was the newspaper was founded, I use that in quotes, newspaper, in 2000 by...
I mean, it's a paper full of news.
Yeah. founded by John Tang and other Chinese American affiliated with mm-hmm. the Falun Gong religion.
So the paper was founded in the States based on a movement in China?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, that movement has been banned in China since it right. started because it is against the Communist Party.
Well, most things are, yeah. right?
And now, I would like to disclaim that there has been persecution of this group, and there have right. been people jailed and tortured, and mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. So, oh. I don't like torturing people just because they have bad ideas.
Oh, well, I thought you did, so I'm really glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We would like to thank our overlords in China yeah. who sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
That's not going to get us killed, is it?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, good.
By 2003, it became one of the widest known Chinese newspapers mm-hmm. that wasn't in China.
Right.
Yeah, and news sites.
What, I mean, what other Chinese newspapers are there that we can get in North America? That we would know of.
That I would know of?
Well, not necessarily you. I just mean like, you yeah. you understand
yeah,
what I'm saying,
I know
right?
what you're saying, yeah. I don't know, actually. Yeah, I don't know. TikTok.
TikTok, yeah, that's true. TikTok, it is a publication of sorts.
Yeah.
A collection of things. Sometimes there's text.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's text.
Yeah.
That's what they do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But in 2016... you remember what happened in 2016?
End of the world.
End of the world.
Is that, was that, no, that was 2012.
Donald Dump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny Dumps.
Johnny Dumps. Donald Dump. Johnny, Donald Trump did a president, became president.
Yeah, he did do a president.
And he.
He did a big president.
He did a big president all over the Oval Office.
Wow.
And they're still America, cleaning it up. They're still cleaning it up.
Well, they got Sleepy Joe in there. Yeah. He takes his time, so.
Yeah. And the Falun Gong religion decided that, you know, who's on our side is this Donald Trump, and we have to do everything we can to support this Donald Trump.
Did they... So, now, I know there's been a lot of talk about people in China and the Chinese government and stuff interfering with the elections, as well as Russia.
Yeah.
Were they doing more, like, online covert stuff, or was it a little more, like, a little more just, like, out there, like... Overt, saying like, we support Donnie, here you go.
They did both. So okay, they did overt, we're the Epoch Times. We mm-hmm. think that Donald Trump is the right man for
right.
you. But they also had something called the Beauty of Life Network.
The Beauty of Life, okay.
And what that was their more covert thing. So they had a bunch of different Facebook pages, YouTube right. channels, things like that.
Wow.
Of just people being like, yeah, Donald Trump, he's going to be our guy.
And it's really amazing to me how... big of an influence Facebook still has for yeah. these things. I guess it's primarily an older demographic,
yeah.
I think, that is influenced by it. But even still, it's wild to me, especially with how Meta is just like tanking. And
yeah.
it seems like Zuck and our good pal Elon Musk ruining Twitter, too. The social media is just collapsing, it seems. Yeah.
It's true.
Probably for the best, if we're being perfectly honest, but
yeah,
it's still so wild to me that Facebook is something that's influencing elections.
Since then, they have banned mm-hmm. Ads from the Epoch Times, and they have banned things right. like Beauty of Life Network and things like that, but there's still a lot of influence. And YouTube, even today, I was searching for videos on Epoch Times, and I could mostly just find Epic Times
their
content,
own brand
their own
stuff.
Content. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing too, right? Like, how much of that is driven by them getting rid of other things, and then how much of it is just, you know, them paying to have that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
Because Google can do evil now.
They can. Yeah.
They weren't allowed before, yeah. but now they can.
They changed their slogan.
They changed it, so they're allowed to do evil.
I love Google. They pay my paycheck. I have nothing
I
negative
Google.
To say. We worship you. But another famous thing, and we'll talk more about the Epic Times, but another famous thing that Falun Gong has is Shen Yun?
Yeah, is it a dance troupe?
Yeah, it's a dance troupe that shows 5,000 years of Chinese culture.
In how long of a show, though? Is it 5,000 years long?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But
I think I could watch that,
though. Yeah. Apparently, it's very beautiful, but also
I'm sure it's great.
Very much is promoting their religion.
Right. Well, I guess it's like, so Colin, our old pal Colin,
yeah.
He went to a seance show on the weekend.
Oh, fun.
And he said it was a lot of fun, but, you know, kind of hokey. I guess I could go in that and enjoy it for what it is,
yeah.
And have fun with it, but no, I don't believe any of it.
Yeah.
Right? So exactly. I guess I could go to one of these, but I mean, how much of this money is going to support this organization?
Yeah, exactly. So
that might be a little more.
Charge. I don't think it's a free show.
Well, of course they would charge, but like, is that going to the performers,
yeah.
Or is that going to fund whatever it is that this thing is promoting?
Yeah, I imagine it's funding them. Yeah, and I guess they have a new show every year, and they're in over 30
yeah.
different countries.
Well, they have them here for sure.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Oh yeah. And
you know it's funny, for some reason I don't know why, they're not related in any way, but it's like one of those things where they have these annual shows and I feel like they're promoted the same way. They're like the equestrian version of this. Have you seen those? It's like
the Cirque du Soleil one?
I think so, yeah. But they have like a different one every year too.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the marketing for those two really kind of overlaps in my brain. And I don't think they're connected, but
no,
they
I
could
don't
be.
Think so.
Maybe there's some Falun Gong horses.
Yeah. One YouTuber I was watching, Illuminati, something like that. Like, oh, I can't remember her name, but it was a good video.
Illuminati Biscotti.
But she talked about the fact that, like, they say it's 5,000 years mm-hmm. of tradition, and a lot of it, there is some traditional dance and things like that, but it's also promoting a religion that's like 30 years old.
Right.
So it's promoting one of the newest religions.
Well, I mean, Scientology, they've started in the 60s, right? Or 50s, 60s?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And their doctrine's thousands of years old.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it just depends how much of it you want to believe.
Yeah, it's true.
I think. I don't know. I don't know, guys, okay?
Yeah. And so they, you know, it's not just promoting Trump that they've
right.
talked about. You know, they've also been very vocal about the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP causing coronavirus and spreading misinformation about...
Causing it.
Yeah, so they created the coronavirus.
Okay, so they're very on that side.
Yeah.
I mean, the first part, I'm like, yes, critical of the Communist Party of China. Yes, yes, criticism to that. Yes, okay, I'm on board. And then it says like, oh, of them creating COVID and... Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like they did spread some I actually don't know how the Chinese government actually reacted to it. There's so much misinformation about
it. Yeah, that's true. I think they were very much at first just focused on making sure it doesn't spread.
Yeah, I think they were trying to contain a lot. But I mean, I've also heard things that were saying that a lot of like health organizations knew about this like months before it became public knowledge and just because of the way things were working and it just wasn't getting out there. And I know, like, in the States, didn't they, like, gut a whole... Like, they had a branch of the CDC or something like that that was supposed to be dedicated to this stuff. But I think under Trump...
Right,
They cut it.
Yeah.
So the whole point of it was to find these things, and then they just defunded it and got rid of it. And then, lo and behold, we needed it.
Yeah. And lo and behold, our grandparents are dead.
So that's... I guess what I'm saying is, like, I don't know how much of it is true if... or what exactly the Chinese government did do in suppressing or spreading the information about COVID.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's hard to say. I don't know. But definitely, I don't think they purposely created it.
No.
But they were influential in getting Trump to really push that.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
No, they didn't. Okay. I don't think they did.
And that really helped get them banned from places, but also helped push their narrative.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what better way to get on the North American crazy train than to push that the Chinese government created it in the lab?
Yeah.
Because there are tons of people here in North America who love to believe that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like any business, it's even businesses that are owned by religious organizations, it's not always the case that every single employee is already a member of that religion.
Right, right. Some people just need a job.
Yeah. So, and mm-hmm. it's printed, it's a print media, and so they need people with experience in different areas. So, but people have come out and said, like, yeah, so we got hired, and then it was pretty much, we're going to try to convert you with every chance we get, and that you will get fired if you speak negatively about the religion. And yeah.
I mean, that's a good reason not to ever work for a religious organization.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do it.
No.
When I worked at one of the larger cellular providers in Canada,
yep.
One of the top three, my trainer was heavily religious, and that itself was annoying. Like, he would, like, use Bible stories and stuff in, like, explanations and, like, training stuff to try to, like, subtly convert people.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was really fucking annoying. And I was still kind of religious at the time, and I was like,
this is a lot.
Take it down a few notches, buddy.
Well, yeah. That's like my grandmother used to work for a religious mail out center.
Right.
And she didn't believe it. She's just like, it's a job, whatever. I don't give a shit. And I went a few times with her because I was bored or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was awful and I hated it. And I'm like, I don't know how you do this. Yeah. Someone who hated the church and hated all that stuff. Yeah. Like, why are you doing this? Yeah. Like, why are you here?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I couldn't do it.
I don't know. I just can't reconcile with that. Like, why would you support this piece of shit organization?
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Standards, people.
Standards.
Anyway, speaking of standards or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say that in 2019, a NBC, is it NNBC? I guess, yeah.
NNBC.
News investigative reports suggest that the Epoch Times political coverage may be affected by Falun Gong's believers' anticipation of a judgment. I'm just reading right from Wikipedia here, of a judgment day. So yeah, what they do, how they report things is kind of centered around their belief that the world is coming to an end.
Right.
And what's going to bring that about.
So is this based on Christian?
No.
No, okay, no, it's not. Okay, I didn't think. Okay, I wasn't sure.
But they'll use Christian language. Like, that sign I saw on College Street had, like,
it's
been 2,000 years since the death of Christ or whatever. So they tie it in there. They use language that makes you think that it's whatever religion you're in, so they can hook you in. And then
is there a central religion that this organization follows?
Like, you know what I mean? Really. Like, it's Lee, the founder, Lindsay. It's based on, different things and his own kind of things. And let's get into the religion a bit.
Because we kind of glossed over that at the beginning, and I didn't even think to specify, because so much of what we talk about is just Christianity.
Yeah, it's true.
That it's easy to kind of get lost into that.
Yeah. So I'll get into some of their other controversies with Epoch Times. So yeah, let's just get into the religion itself first. So yeah, Li Hongzhi is regarded as the father of the religion and the savior, kind of the earth. They talk about spirituality, but also things like aliens and how aliens affect us on a day-to-day basis. So some things about aliens. before we get into other beliefs.
Is it kind of, this is basically just Scientology, isn't
it? It's very similar to Scientology. And then there's also a lot of Christian Science stuff, like you can heal yourself based on the way you think. And,
right. Mind over matter.
Mind over matter. Diseases are kind of like part of, just the energy around you. So you can change that energy based on the way you think, the way you breathe. But they also believe aliens have invaded the human mind. Mm-hmm. Aliens come from other planets and dimensions. Aliens introduced machinery such as computers and airplanes to humans.
Right.
Aliens taught humans modern science. Aliens intend to replace humans. Aliens cause wars. Aliens want to take over human bodies because human bodies are the most perfect in the most perfect. They're not even the most perfect on this planet.
Wait a minute.
In the universe.
Wait. So they want to take over for us because we're the most perfect?
Yeah, we're the most perfect bodies.
Whoa, they're coveting our bodies, these aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's alien body, aliens. Yeah. You perverts.
Okay, so yeah, they do recognize Buddhism, Taoism, their gods, and their beliefs. And they also embrace some claims from Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism, and other kind of... So it's a mixed match of different religious ideas kind of put into one.
Okay.
And with more of a cult of personality around this Lee fella.
Lee Hongzhi?
Yeah, Lee Hongzhi. Or Lee Hongzhi, as I would say.
Right.
Time Again, magazine. Are you
terribly sorry for our Chinese pronunciation or lack thereof?
Yeah. I apologize for everything.
Yes. Wow.
New York Times. Are you a human being? You can think of me as a human being. That's his response. You can think of me as a human being.
Right. This guy's cool.
Yeah. He claims to have miraculous powers. He claims that to be the savior of humanity, who has come to Earth to rectify the way and prevent true spiritual teachings.
I don't know if I can buy a savior in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess it's got to come sometime, so why not the 90s?
Yeah.
But there's just something about it. It's just too extreme.
Yeah, like if I was creating a timeline, even of the 20th century, it's like, hey, we got to send the savior
right
to the 20th century. I feel like more people were open to it in the 60s.
60s seems like a good time.
Yeah. 60s or maybe early 70s, but not the 90s. Unless the god was like, oh, crap, they're listening to Nirvana and
right.
not showering as often.
Nirvana, the band, the show.
Yeah.
I guess that's what, 2000s, 2010s?
2010s, yeah.
The aught.
Did they ever get a show at the Rivoli?
I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
We'll have to
do an episode about that, I'm sure.
Yeah. one of their beliefs is that there's 10 great evils in the world. The 10 greatest evils in the world are hostility.
Okay.
Destroying tradition.
Right. Isn't this, by its own kind of definition, destroying tradition?
Yeah, you'd think so. Or the embracement of cultural decadence.
I don't know what that means.
Homosexuality is one of the great...
And promiscuity.
And promiscuity.
Because you cannot be gay and do that too.
It's true. But they're really homophobic. It's right. A very homophobic group. Gambling and drug use. Sexual liberation and promiscuity. Wow, they hate promiscuity.
They're really doubling down on not wanting people to fuck.
Gang influence on the ruling body.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe just like, criminal influences.
Deranging the masses against the heavens. That's us.
Whoa, that's us.
Oh, shit.
Blind belief in science.
Uh-oh. Apparently it leads to mutations. Fuck, man. We're really not jiving with this.
Reverence of violence.
We love
good
violence. You were talking earlier today how you love torture.
I love torture.
Remember?
I was just saying that, yeah.
You just said that.
Which is why I like films like Hostel.
Right. And Hostel 2.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
The influence of money and politics on religion.
Okay, so religion.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's also said that drug use, sex changes, homosexuality, sexual freedom, organized crime, modern art, and rock and roll, and the soccer field are absolute evil.
Listen, I can agree with the soccer thing.
Yeah.
My thing, two things. I'm sure these people take so much money in.
Yeah.
For their religion and politics. And how much do you want to bet this Lee guy is having so much sex?
Yeah.
And doing so many drugs because of this organization.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's bad to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Last year, they used the mail to send this out.
Right.
Some Canadian Post workers refused to deliver the Epoch Times because they said it's spreading false information about the coronavirus, and right. they don't want to promote that. And they were suspended for not doing it because they didn't. Because, like, there are rules that, like, about spreading false information through the mail, but for whatever reason, they didn't qualify.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it's one of those things, though, too, like, as a mail carrier, you kind of just have to bring it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that, I mean...
And the thing, their objective too was that it wasn't people who asked for it. It was like they were just sending them out in mass.
Oh, okay. So it was like spamming people.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair then.
Yeah.
Junk it.
Yeah. In 2022, this year, the German edition said that they purposely inflated the numbers to justify lockdown. And then
so many people love to push that.
Yeah.
They play it on the numbers. It's not real. Okay.
Yeah. I have a family member who posts stuff like that all the time on Facebook. And I have him hidden, but it's like I just every once in a while I'm curious. Yeah. let's see what he's posted.
I definitely
recently.
Have some people on those sites where the only reason they're there is to just make me angry every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why. Like, I don't need to get angry.
Yeah.
But for some... And when it happens, too, I'm like, I fucking hate this. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. There's something, I guess, that's enjoyable about that.
So, yeah, a lot of propaganda, a lot of stuff like that. A lot of just kind of casually pushing their end of the world stuff. And
right, right.
They post a lot of pseudoscience. They post a lot of... disproven things, no fact checking, no anything like that. And then, but the main thing is they try to pass themselves off as a normal, regular newspaper, mm-hmm. and they do get praise from a lot of right wing people.
So do they have like Ziggy comics and
that's a good question.
Obituaries?
That's a good question.
Because if they don't got the funny pages,
and
if
the
they don't got the jumble,
mm-hmm.
they're not a newspaper.
I got mad at the cheat. For screwing up the jumble caper.
I don't remember the last time I did a jumble.
Yeah, me neither. I'm more of a crossword man.
You know, not related in any way, but you remember those old, like, you know, spot the differences pictures or whatever?
Yeah.
So there's a very famous, I don't know about very famous, but there was a really well, like, you know, familiar and well-known one of those guys who started posting them again up on Reddit. I've been noticing the
last really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, seeing them show up, and I'm like, I've seen this style before, and the guy's like, yeah, I used to do these for this, I think, like, maybe Highlights magazine or something
right.
like
yeah.
that. And now he engages with people, it's just like, say got it when you got it, and then yeah,
that's great.
So it's pretty funny.
I used to love, was it Highlights magazine or Owl that had the they would zoom in on a picture and you'd have to guess what they were zooming in on, and then you wouldn't find out till the next issue, I think.
I don't
maybe
know.
You had to flip
I didn't
to...
read either religiously enough
yeah
because I didn't have a religion in my life.
Right. Well, we had the
subscription
to that for a while.
Yeah.
Probably as like a fundraiser. We have to sell magazines, so we'll...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I had the Junior Jays. I was a...
Junior Jays.
So it was a Blue Jays
baseball?
Fan club where every month you got a new comic, a pack of Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Boo Boo.
And I think a playing card.
Yeah, my thing, the only subscription I really... stuck to and read was Mad Magazine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And now for me, it's the Epoch Times.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now for me, it is my, I wanted to sign up for the Bacon of the Month Club, but I don't think they deliver to Canada.
That's too bad.
So.
And if they did, it'd be rotten by the time it got here.
That's true. Once it goes through customs.
Yeah. So bacon. Okay, so one thing about bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
If I cook bacon in the morning,
right,
and I have any leftovers,
uh-huh,
throughout the day I'll just like snack on it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not refrigerated.
I'll do that.
Yeah. But apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Yes. I mean, I guess. I mean, it's one of those things where from a technical food safety kind of thing, you should be refrigerating these things and not letting them come above temperature. I think for something like bacon, which is a cured product and then is cooked, I feel like you're probably okay.
Yeah, because I feel like at the restaurant I worked at, we would just make bacon bits and like just keep them out. I don't think
I'm sure it's fine. I mean, if you left it out for like days, it'd probably be an issue. But I think it's in the same day. It's the same as like, you know, you leave pizza out overnight and then you eat it in the morning sometimes. Like,
you shouldn't, but...
You probably shouldn't, but you're probably fine.
Yeah.
If you're serving it to somebody else, that might be an issue.
Yeah.
But like, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So yeah, those are my thoughts on Epoch Times. A lot,
wow.
lot more there, a lot more to uncover, but... That's...
Great newspaper. Huge stories.
Huge stories.
Huge.
Yeah. And yeah, that was the thing with Shenya. And I remember years ago when I worked at a record store, somebody, we had a section for posters for like mostly for bands and stuff that were going to be in town. Somebody had a Shenya poster and they're like, can we put this up? And I was like, well, I'll ask my manager, but yeah, I'll hold on to it. And then the guy behind them was like, don't, it's a cult. I go, okay.
Well,
yeah, I guess it is. So. But speaking of cult, should we thank our patrons?
Let's thank our patrons.
Bump.
Oh my God, wow, thank you so much.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Bible study.
Welcome back again for another week of studying the Bible,
mm-hmm.
the book that we just can't get enough of.
We can't get enough of it. It's just such a good book.
Yeah, someone messaged into the suggestion box. They said that they wanted to read To Kill a Mockingbird, but we said, no, we only study one book, and that is the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And don't you have some people to thank?
I do have some people I'd like to thank today for coming in this study group. We'd like to thank Sarah, and we want to thank Stony Cobra 13, and let's not forget Monica and Juancho.
And I really want to say a special thank you and a special prayer request for Becca. We're talking about papers today. We're talking about newspapers.
Yeah.
And Becca loves finding free papers, just going.
They have them all over the place.
And a lot of people do that because they have things they would need to pack up.
Right.
Like, fragile things.
Glasses.
Or
plates.
They have a bird cage and they need to put it in the bottom of the bird cage.
Or hamster.
Or a hamster, or they're potty training their child.
Right.
I don't know. I've never had kids, but I assume.
Yeah, I assume you just put newspapers down.
Yeah, but Becca just loves collecting them.
Mm. The after they've been used?
No, the newspapers.
The free
the free papers.
Right.
And just keep them all over the apartment. Wow. And I think we should just really raise up Becca in our prayers.
And we should let you know, Becca, you don't want to keep too many of them because then it's a fire hazard and a tripping hazard.
It's true.
And if one of those stacks of paper falls on you in the event of an emergency, you could get stuck.
Yeah.
And that could be it.
And so just go to their website.
It's a safety issue.
You can read all the stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep all the tabs open, and then it kind of feels like the same thing.
And if you're going to keep physical copies, I guess get a good printer and print it out. At least it takes up a little less space.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Should we do a Christian rock lyric?
We dang well better.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Damien.
Yeah, Trevor.
You ever do something so shameful you change your name?
Once.
Oh. Well, this person...
My real name is Spackle Herbert Meyer.
Spackle Herbert Meyer?
That's right.
This person was named Leslie Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Had a Christian music career.
Yeah.
And they tried to market her as like the Cyndi Lauper of Christian music
right.
in the 80s. And
this is old school.
This
Christian.
Is old school. And she did not like her career as a Christian artist. So when she quit that and joined the regular world. She changed her name to Sam Phillips.
So I got to ask, was this person very religious when they were doing it and now they're no longer? Are they still religious but they just hate Christian music? Is it like a Hank Hill thing where he's just like, you're not making Christian music better, you're making rock music worse?
It's probably that one.
Okay.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Jennifer Knapp was a Christian artist who...
Yeah, when I want to take a Jennifer Knapp yeah. after listening to that, I assume.
No, when she when she came out as gay, she was like, well, I'm still a Christian, but I can't really be in the Christian music industry anymore because they're not very accepting. So she...
It seems like a hard thing to reconcile.
Yeah, it does.
Being a gay Christian.
Yeah. But Sam went on to do, after she changed her name, to do like music for like TV show soundtracks and stuff. So like Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember us talking about that. Yes. And are they the one who were married to T-Bone Burnett?
Yes.
T-Bone. But like the steak.
When they were Christian Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
She had a song called Powder Room Politics.
Powder.
Well, I walk inside just to fix my hair, and the girls at the mirror all start to stare. They look back at their reflection, and we all compare, and it's powder room politics. Oh, 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 powder room politics.
Okay.
Yeah, powder room politics. While I wish I could wear this one girl's size, another girl was wishing she had my eyes, and we were all feeling worthless till I realized it's just powder room politics.
Okay, so it's just basically saying that people judge each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What part of this is about God?
I don't know, because it does talk about having a good self-esteem, so God's against that.
Wait. So God's against having good self-esteem, but this song is talking about having good self-esteem?
So maybe she never was a real Christian artist. Oh,
that's fucked up.
Yeah. I know a lot of Christians will say that God's not against that, but like...
But he is.
So many sermons I've seen in the last couple of years would argue that.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Sermon and women.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe this is our first hero of... No, there's been others.
Self-esteem.
Selmer was a good artist that I still speak highly of.
Right.
There's other artists that I still speak highly of. So, Leslie Phillips, the music was terrible, but at least you didn't share shit beliefs.
Right. Listen, I understand what you're going for, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad message per se. But I don't know. I haven't heard the song. I don't know how bad
it
is.
I think it's a bad song.
Okay, it's probably bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it's better than some of the shit that we usually listen to.
Exactly.
Or read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Christian rock lyric of the week.
We hope you all have a blessed week.
We hope it's so blessed. So blessed that everyone is constantly saying, bless you.
Yeah. And also, we're recording this as the midterm elections in America start.
Right, that is starting.
As the results start coming out. So we might not be in a good mood in a couple hours. We might be in a great mood. So it's maybe good that we recorded now.
Yeah, it's probably best we got this out of the way. And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.